Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A federal watchdog agency says Kellyanne Conway should be fired because she is too political. On our newsline, CBS News White House correspondent Paula Reed. Paula, this is about something called the Hatch Act. What is that?
Well, this act prevents federal employees from using their official office to interfere in elections. And according to this independent watchdog, Kellyanne Conway has allegedly violated the Hatch Act by using her Twitter account and her media appearances to aggressively lobby against the Democratic candidates. They cite specific instances where she opined on Senator Warren, on Cory Booker, on Joe Biden, on all these different candidates. And, you know, I've been there at times when she has done this. She's talked about the various campaigns, the candidates. Sometimes she even catches herself and she's like, I have to be careful what I say because of the Hatch Act. So it's clear that she knows her obligations, but this watchdog wants the president to remove her from office. And what we're told is the president will not do that. He's going to stand by her. And ultimately, the president is the only one who can really remove her for a Hatch Act violation.
Yeah, the White House says that this ruling by the U.S. Office of Special Counsel would violate Kellyanne Conway's right to free speech. Do they have a point?
It's an interesting legal argument. We are in unprecedented territory here with such a senior member of the White House being accused of repeatedly violating the Hatch Act. So in terms of her First Amendment right, that would be really an issue of first impression that would have to be decided at the highest levels by the Supreme Court if the Hatch Act violates your First Amendment right. So we don't know how far that legal argument will go. They're also trying to argue, the White House Counsel's Office, that the Hatch Act shouldn't even apply to someone like Kellyanne Conway. Though historically, in previous administrations, officials of a similar rank, they have been held to the standards of the Hatch Act.
Is this opinion binding or is it just a recommendation?
It's ultimately a recommendation. Unless someone has standing and wants to go to a federal judge and insist the administration do anything, it's unlikely anything's going to happen. The Hatch Act says the president is the one who has to try to implement this for someone like Kellyanne Conway. So unless someone wants to pursue this in the courts, and again, we'd be in totally uncharted territory, we don't know how it would come down, it's up to the president, and it appears he's going to stick by his senior counselor.
Paula Reed, CBS News at the White House, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.